Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from Jesus, who is our Savior, and from the Holy Spirit, who continues to breathe life into us this day. I grew up in the land of John Stockton, an all-time great basketball player. He was a star at Gonzaga in Spokane, where he grew up. Then he played for the Utah Jazz, just south of my hometown, where with Karl Malone, he perfected the pick and roll. And then he was a member of the original Dream Team, a Hall of Famer, a prolific player, and he could score. But what I remember growing up, hearing about John Stockton, was not about his scoring or about his defense, but about his passing. It was warranted conversation as I listened into the coffee groups that sat around at church and at grocery stores where my family gathered. Because he is, after all, the all-time assist leader for the National Basketball Association. But what I remember from those conversations largely was about team formation and how John knew his role and did his role so very well. He could score, yes, as I said, but his job as point guard for the Utah Jazz, for the Gonzaga Bulldogs, for the Olympic Dream Team, was to get the ball to others, to lift them up, to allow them the opportunity to shine, to score the baskets, to see and to experience the limelight. As I think about John the Baptist, I think about John Stockton. My favorite representation of John the Baptist in art is from the Isenheim altarpiece, this beautiful triptych that folds and unfolds with bottom pieces. It is an absolute masterpiece of our Christian faith. But my favorite part of it is the small figure of John the Baptist standing below Jesus on the cross with his finger extended, pointing to him. That was his role. He could do all of the other things, you brood of vipers. Yeah, he could offer the baptism of repentance and forgiveness of sins. Yes, he could offer to people prophecy and deep truth. But his role, his being in the entirety of the gospel and here in the beginning of the gospel of John is to know who he is. Who are you? The Messiah? Elijah? The prophet? No. Tell us then. I am the voice crying out in the wilderness. The Lord is coming. Get ready. John's role was to point to Jesus. All of his ministry, all of his mission, from the moment that he is there at the river to the time that he dies in Herod's court, is to proclaim the coming of the one who is the Messiah. As we gather during this season to talk about baptism, we look to Paul especially to describe for us what it is and how it is that we are called in the waters of baptism. He says, first and foremost, we are called no matter how deeply we are sinners and how obvious our flaws are. We read in Romans that it is the righteousness of Christ that washes over us. We die a death with him and are raised to live a life with him. New creation for all time. And then in Corinthians and Ephesians, all of the rest of the epistles, Paul talks about how it is that we are a part of the team, that having been redeemed by the waters of holy baptism, we are now bringing our gifts, each and every one of us, to bear on our single calling, to glorify God, united with all of the different gifts of the people who are around us. As I look back to John the Baptist and what it was that he was doing, I see in his pointing the call that you and I share, a call that comes to us regardless of our brokenness, our sinfulness, our neediness, a call that comes to us regardless of our giftedness. No matter where we are in the variety of those gifts, we share the same call as John the Baptist, to every day, in every way, point to Jesus. And I think we do that by being like John Stockton, by setting aside the things that we can do and picking up the things that we can offer to others, by lifting them up, by allowing them to be the fullness of who they are. And it's in that that we come together as a team of believers, as a community of faith, as the people of God, to do the one thing that we are all called to in the waters of baptism, to give glory and praise to God. Amen.